Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
We are live here on Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, Inspirational Speaker, and Author. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show is heard in 27 countries. I am blown away. Every week it seems like there's another country that's heard the show or somebody that comments in like, hey, heard your show. So I am ecstatic that everybody's here. But the show is heard in 27 countries, so thank you to those around the world who are listening. And Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. We tell the stories here of why we are doing what we're doing to help transform others. Listen to us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. On the show are impactful guests and amazing people who are impacting everyone around them. If you have a question for any of our guests, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, 657-383-1109. And my guest today is no different. She is extraordinarily amazing and is impacting so many people. And help me welcome to the show, Jenny Hale. What's up?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am doing amazing. There seems like some popping or something going on in the background.
Oh,
I'm not sure what that is.
On my end, but hopefully it stops. Let me know if it continues.
Okay, we're good. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I am so happy that you're here, and are you ready to dive in? Awesome. So today we're going to talk about strategies for military-focused entrepreneurs. Jenny Hale started her first company at the age of 19. A portrait photographer by trade and a marketer by heart, she built a following of thousands and worked with hundreds of clients. By 20, Jenny was consulting for local and national organizations on marketing strategies, social media tactics, and content creation. By 22, she had graduated from a top private university with a master's degree specializing in marketing and public relations for the military. By 23, Jenny was the director of marketing for an international military program. Jenny Hale has worked in the military nonprofit, corporate, public affairs, and contract sectors. Her military background is diverse for a civilian, as she's lived in the barracks as an Army photojournalist, spending a summer rappelling down towers in the gas chamber and participating in land navigation training. Jenny is a former musician manager, using her marketing background to book numerous gigs, including one of her musicians as an opening act on a world tour, live radio shows, talk shows, and newspaper and magazine interviews. Jenny was a previous runway model in New York, as well as an actress. Her true passion is serving the nation's military families. Unable to serve for medical reasons, she made it her goal to help military families and veterans follow their dreams. Using her entrepreneurial success and strong military marketing background, Jenny now consults, mentors, and teaches veterans and military spouses how to use social media and modern marketing practices to increase the success of their entrepreneurial ventures. A patriot to the core, she believes in empowering entrepreneurs with military backgrounds and those in the military sector to live the American dream. You can learn more about what she does at www.jennyhale.com. Girl, you sound like a badass.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's been an exciting journey.
Yeah, it sounds like some journey. Like, you got started at a young age.
Yes, I am so blessed that I found my and be able to share it with others and teach others how to do the same.
Awesome. And we're going to dive right into that. So the first question I always ask on the show is why? Like that's that has to be the number one question that we always ask ourselves. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we, you know, putting ourselves through, you know, tragedy? Why are we putting ourselves through, you know, whatever? Like, we always have to ask ourselves why. So tell me, why did you decide to do what you do now?
I think I get that question asked probably during every single interview, no matter what the interview is for. It's really common. But really, I just believe in growing both on a personal level and a professional one, and I'm able to do that through entrepreneurship. There was a period of my life where I didn't, you know, pursue entrepreneurship. It was about, you know, 12 months or so, and I want to tell you, it was probably the worst 12 months of my life. Entrepreneurship is hard, but it is so worth it. I love what I do. I love the lives that I'm able to impact. I truly believe that the military community makes incredible entrepreneurs and that those individuals can find success just as much as anybody else if they're using the right marketing tactics. So the reason I started all of this is actually, you know, just strictly a passion. I had grown up in a military area. I was about an hour away from a military installation, a pretty major one, and just by proximity had a bunch of friends that enlisted after high school and in college, was surrounded by the military community at the university that I went to, and really found that that was the community I really enjoyed and I identified with. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to enlist myself due to some medical reasons from my childhood, but really felt that that was my calling and my passion, and decided to pursue opportunities with the military community in what I was, you know, really excited about, which was marketing, and changed the game. You know, the military community really markets in a different way than the civilian sector does. And I had my foot in, you know, one world and wanted the other foot in the other one. So what I wanted to do was bring that military community entrepreneurs could learn how, you know, how different could market to stand out amongst the working with military organizations and military in general, they market a different way. It's very traditional. So I'm able to take, you know, what I've learned from being an entrepreneur and from working with so many civilian clients in that sector and teach them. And then I'm able to take those veterans, those military spouses, and teach them how to modernize their social media marketing or their campaigns or their email copy or whatever it may be through a content strategy. I'm just really passionate about making that all happen.
That's awesome. Okay. I love that. Like your strategy, like I love, sounds real military, right? Like we're going to get strategies and tactics and right.
So I think at this point,
curious.
I talk.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I think at this point I talk more military than I do civilian.
That's awesome. So tell me who you were right before you got to this point that you're at right now. Like, who is Jenny at 19 and 20 and 23 as you're going through your journey, right? Who was Jenny back then?
I think I was searching for something that I felt was my calling. You know,
okay.
I felt like before I found the military community, I didn't have a purpose. I knew that I had all these skills and these ideas, this innovative personality and thoughts, and I wanted to make a difference, but I didn't know how. And until I found the military community, I found that entrepreneurial sector at military community, I didn't know how I could make an impact. At 19, I was working as a solo entrepreneur with a portrait photography business. That wasn't necessarily always military, but I knew that while I was photographing those families, I had a special connection when I was photographing a military wedding or a military, you know, newborn photo shoot, or there was a senior that was enlisting after high school, or there was an ROTC cadet doing portraits while they were in college or whatever it may be. I knew that was those were the clients that I was really connecting with. So I definitely knew that at some point I wanted to live near a military installation and continue entrepreneurial work in that community. And that's exactly what I ended up doing. And finding that passion so young and being able to pursue it has really made all the difference. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. At 19, it was a journey to get there.
Perfect. I love it. I mean, that's the way it should happen, right? I mean, we're always searching for something. We're always searching for a purpose, right? And you found yours.
Absolutely. I'm very lucky. So
looking back, right, can you pinpoint exactly what your transformation was or the moment that you knew you're like, okay, this is it. This is my moment. Or, like, can you pinpoint exactly that point of transformation?
Yeah, I think there were really two instances. When I was in college, it was required before I finished my master's to take an internship somewhere. And there was an organization nearby that I really wanted to work for, but it wasn't on the approved university list for internships that my program could take to count. And I remember going to the leadership of that program with a petition in my hand saying, this is what I want to do. This is really important to me. I think this organization would be exactly in line with my career goals. I want to make this happen. And the leadership was like, okay, I guess we could make this happen. And they're really supportive of it. But it was just kind of like, I'm really like, this is what it's going to be. And my experience on that internship, decided that this is what I was going to do. I had at that point developed a content creation campaign on social media that highlighted veteran organizations and added some military spouses, and it highlighted veterans that were interested in entrepreneurship, and it highlighted the entrepreneurial ventures, and I really thrived in that, because that was what I wanted to do. That solidified that this was the community I wanted to work with. The second turning point was when I graduated and had to do a second internship, and that's when I went straight to the Army. And I worked as a photojournalist with the military, and I was housed in the barracks as a civilian. I was rappelling down towers, as you said. I was, you know, photographing gas chamber training. I was on land navigation training. I was at the grenade ranges and the rifle ranges, and I was fully a part of watching all of this happen in front of me and knowing that this is the community that I wanted to be a part of helping and supporting and really understanding what their needs were, what their thought process was, and how they, you know, worked, learned their lingo, learned how to bridge that gap to the civilian sector. I took all those skills with me when I decided to become an entrepreneur for this sector of the community. So those were the two points that I knew. This is what I wanted to do. This is the community I wanted to work with. And I was able to learn as much as I could about them so that I could better serve them.
I love it. How you can better serve them. That's what it's all about. Definitely. So I have a couple two-part questions here, and we really get into the meat of it. So what was the best part about your transformation so far?
I think, you know, the best part really has been getting to know this community and being, you know, accepted into it as a part of it. You know, I was a little concerned, I'll be honest, that as a civilian, you know, I would have a hard time relating to the military community and their lifestyle. But by fully embedding myself into this community as a career and as a location, since I live near a military installation and work, you know, with them, I have really found that they are the sharpest group of individuals I have met. Not only dead, loyal, polite, intelligent. I'm going to start this company. I'm going to start a nonprofit. What they do is incredible. And they have passion behind their work that just can't match it in other communities.
Okay, so Okay, so say that again about the nonprofit, if I understand correctly. Say that again about the nonprofit.
I think really great entrepreneurs, whether or not they go into, you know, CEO to the company or they start a nonprofit. Either way, they just incredible, incredible entrepreneurs that they have military experience.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to understand it. It was kind of a weird connection. So, yeah, so that sounds amazing. Okay, so what has been the worst part about it? Because it's always a two-parter, right? There's always the best part and the worst part, right? So what has been the worst part about it all so far? What sticks out to you?
You know, it's the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day hustle. It gets challenging. Since I'm a serialpreneur, I've definitely, you know, been through this before, so I understand when entrepreneurs get started. But that's hard to see. When you see an entrepreneur that created an idea that have such passion about it, they're like, I can't figure it out. Like, I'm not getting sales. I'm not able to push what it needs to be. I don't have the time, the energy, or I just can't figure it out. If you start listening to some of their military spouses, just want to give up. And I've been there. An entrepreneur for 2 months because I was moving around so much. And it found to be really difficult. I understand the problem of they just wanting to toss in the towel and call it a day and say, this is for me. But at the end of the day, if you are able to make, you know, slight changes in your business, or you're able to dedicate a little bit more knowledge towards this section or outsource it that section, you're able to fulfill that dream that you have at the end of the day. Your passion for something doesn't go away if you throw in the towel. And I would hate an entrepreneur to give up so soon if there was a possibility for them to correct or change or grow in some way that made their business successful. And that's really what I want to prevent. I want to prevent a military entrepreneur from giving up as they could make sales.
Perfect. Oh, I love it. So who has been your biggest influencer so far?
There are a few. I actually come from an entrepreneurial-based family, so my family taught me a lot about, you know, the positives and the negatives of entrepreneurship. I actually find most of my support and really admiration in other entrepreneurs from my own community, and that is the community that I've built from doing this business. So, you know, I run a Facebook group, military-focused entrepreneurs. I'm heavily active on Twitter, you know, all of the social media platforms. The communities that I've built there are actually my biggest inspiration. The businesses that they're running, the hustle that they're doing, the people that I have networked, connected with, and been able to have phone conversations with are by far the most inspiring. I learn every time I speak with an entrepreneur about something. Their business is slightly different than a business, or I'm able to, you know, learn about, for example, you know, that they're in a coaching business and they focus on health topics. You know, that's amazing. Am I the expert in that? No, but I learned by talking with them how passionate about that. Things are really cool to listen to and hear and be able to work with clients that bring new perspectives, businesses to the community. I think that makes it very diverse. There are so many companies, organizations, and nonprofits that are owned by veteran entrepreneurs that is an end for anybody interested in purchasing someone.
All right. So on the flip side of that, who has been your biggest supporter?
I have some really great family and friends are amazing, but at the end of the day, you've got some really big, big influencers from, you know, my LinkedIn connections or even my own Facebook group that backed me 100%. And that's the biggest thing that I love about networking. And that's really what I preach to military entrepreneurs. Your biggest supporters are actually your own peers. And the more you build relationships, the more you offer value, the more likely they are to give you a referral or, you know, post comment that you created or share something or like something, comment on something, all of that brings success to your business at some point. So really, the biggest supporters I have are those that have, you know, given value to, and in return, they have offered me the same courtesy. And that's an incredible feeling to be able to say, I have all these friends online, while they might live in other countries or cities or states, they support me just as much as I support them. And that's an incredible feeling when you've been able to build a community around what you do. And that's really something that I teach in my lessons with military entrepreneurs, is to build your community of supporters who look forward to hearing from you and sharing your content and you learning from them as well. It's a two-way street.
I love it. You said building a community because they want to hear from you, like you're the community leader.
Yeah. At some point, you know, when you're a business owner, you really need to think about how you're going to position yourself in your market as the thought leader. And that is something that really relates to personal branding. And there are so many people that I work with that are like, well, you know, I really want to do this, but I haven't figured out how to build that community. And it really is, are you providing value? Are you publishing content? Are you publicly introducing yourself to your community? That's how you build their trust. And that's so important. And all of that leads to having that network of supporters and those that are interested in eventually purchasing from you.
So what do you say to people who, and I hear this a lot, and so what do you say to people that are afraid to give too much value because what their value is, I mean, they get paid for coaching and, you know, showing people how to do stuff, right? So what do you say to people that are afraid that, like, I don't want to give too much value away. I don't want to give too much away because then I have nothing to give anybody if I was to get paid to. Right? You see where I'm going? So
absolutely.
What do you say to people about that?
There's definitely a fine line. My biggest thing is if you are present, you're consistent, you are helping people, you don't want to give away everything for free or get your community to expect that you're only going to give things to them for free. But there is a fine line in saying, okay, you know, I'm blogging about this content or I'm blogging about this strategy or here's something I found the other day on the internet. You know, all of those things still provide value without giving away your trade secrets. There's definitely a fine line. If you're not participating in your community that you built on your own, as well as reaching out to communities to gain followers, purchases, sales, whatever that may be, you're only limiting your potential to grow as a community leader, a thought leader, or a business owner.
Perfect. Yeah, I like it. So tell us where you're headed now. New businesses, new adventures, family. What do you got going on?
I am always up for the next adventure. Really what I'm working on right now are some new offerings to provide my clients. I offer a consultation package as well as management packages for social media, content management, etc. But I'm working on building my team some great courses, some free, some paid, to get really in the know of how to market beyond social media, how to market beyond, you know, a traditional poster on a wall or a flyer. It's definitely thinking strategically about your marketing tactics and your strategies and what you're doing moving forward. So I'd like to expand that website to include some of those things and really grow the communities that I've been able to build and help as many entrepreneurs as I can. That's really the bottom line. At the end of the day, it's so great to see my community come back to me and say, I implemented these tactics and oh my gosh, it actually worked. Or I learned today exactly who I need to start focusing on, what my target audience is or what social media platform I need to focus on from this point forward. That's amazing to hear. those types of success stories and the stories from my followers saying that I've actually been able to help them and at least give them some more insight, or that they were able to learn that how they were marketing wasn't the most efficient or effective way. So that's really exciting, and I hope to expand those services and that content to be able to provide more value to my community.
Perfect. So if you had to go back, you know, when you first started at 19 and 22 and you were a runway model, and like, if you had to go back, would you change anything or would you do anything different?
You know, I think a lot of people wake up in the morning with some regrets, and you know, that's inevitable. Not everybody can be, you know, flawless, nor should they be. But I think, you know, entrepreneurs put a lot of pressure on themselves to be that way. And really, I embrace my failures. There are a lot of successful entrepreneurs that failed dozens and dozens of times before they got it right. And I embrace that and know that I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. And neither is anybody in the community that I'm working with either. We all go through that struggle. We all go through that hustle to get to where we are today or where we want to be. And, you know, every single bridge that I was able to cross or every single battle that I had to fight to get to where I am is a personal growth journey. And I'm proud of those. And mm-hmm. everybody is proud of those personal growth journeys and every single struggle that they have had to overcome to get to where they are. It makes you a stronger person. And I'm just really proud of the community that I've already been able to connect with and cannot wait to connect to the others who are able to really embrace that thought process too and know that this is possible for them. This can work if they have faith in themselves, they're willing to put in work, and they have an idea that is going to grow and they want it to grow. And that's an amazing feeling, and yep. I'm so lucky I get to work with them.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's all about the mindset. You know, we talk about, you know, you got to have a positive mindset. How to be successful, got to get your mind right. But nobody tells you how, you know, like nobody tells you the how. Everybody gives you the what you need to do or why you need to do it. But nobody really gives you the, you know, the nuts and bolts, you know, the meat and potatoes. It's like the, you got to have a mindset. Well, how do I do that? You just got to have it. You know, we're inundated with tons of information. We're inundated with everybody's a damn life coach nowadays. You know, everybody's got the new hotness. Everybody's got the hot sauce, the secret sauce. You know what I mean? How do I do it? You just do it. You make it happen. Make what happen? It. But what is it? Right?
Absolutely. Right? It's definitely hard. And even those entrepreneurs that say like, oh, I did it. Here's how I did it. You know, they went through struggles too. And it's important to keep that in mind. Nobody wakes up one morning a millionaire. It just doesn't happen. You know, you really have to work and learn. And it's honestly a lot of trial and error. And you really need to know your own audience. And nobody should know your own audience better than you. And at the end of the day, take a step back, hit the low-hanging fruit, pick something that you know you can topple, and be awesome at it. You know, one of the big things that people tell me is like, well, I'm on like six different social media platforms and it's just not working. Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be on six social media platforms. Maybe that's not where your target is. You know, pick a couple that you can really focus on and rock at it. I'll give you an example. One of the exercises that I have my community do and my clients do is to post on their social media channels or their community email list, whatever it may be that they've built up, and ask them, how did you find out about me? How? Was it on Facebook? Was it from a blog somebody wrote? Was it from a referral? Was it because you knew me since I was 6 years old and we grew up together? How did you get to my community? And when you kind of sort through all of the answers, you can find out where you should be spending your time. If most of your clients are coming from referrals, your marketing strategy needs to be a referral program based or customer service, you know, highly centric around customer service. If your focus comes from mostly Facebook, then you really need to dive deep into your Facebook strategy. If your clients are coming from a blog post that an influencer wrote and mentioned you in, then your strategy really needs to be working on networking and collaboration partnerships. If you're not doing these things and you don't know how your audience is finding you, all you're doing is spinning your wheels trying to figure out how to make it all work. And that's what every entrepreneur is struggling with. They're spinning their wheels trying to figure out, well, how is my marketing going to make me more efficient? Really focus on the low-hanging fruit, the stuff that you know is working. It's a lot less overwhelming than trying to be everywhere all at once. On your own.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't even know I was going to ask this. Okay, so here's a question. Is there an industry standard in marketing, and is there an industry standard in branding? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, oh, you have to do 3 Facebook ads a day. Oh, you have to reach out at 5 p.m., 9 p.m. Oh, you have to do it. Is there an industry standard way of marketing and the way of branding, or does it only depend on your audience?
I would say it's a little bit of multiple things. One is, you know, your personal brand should be what you feel is important. There's no industry standard on who you are and what you do. You are in charge of that. Second, you know, your target audience is definitely going to want something. It's up to you to figure out what that is and how you're going to reach them. But, you know, 3 posts a day on XYZ platform, is that necessary? I would say try to be consistent be consistent a reasonable amount. If you're consistent posting once a month, that's not going to work. But if you're consistent posting a few a week, you know, that's more reasonable. But if you don't have good content, don't just post anything. It's really what you need to focus on is what's actually interesting to your target audience. And that's that personal branding and self-discovery process, as well as the discovery process of what your target audience wants. You know, so really think about that. Take a step back and say, how can I provide quality content to my following, and what will make them engage with it? And how can I ask them things to get to know them better so I understand what kind of content they want? That's all really important. What the industry says, you know, post at 10 o'clock at night or post at 2 in the morning is more of an algorithm-based thing. And that's going to depend on a lot of different things that oftentimes us as marketers cannot control. What we can try to control is the engagement levels that we are getting by producing content that relates to our target audience. So if you're struggling with trying to figure out, you know, I have to do this because this blog says to do it, or I have to do this because this infographic said to, really take a look and say, A, what can I manage reasonably? And B, is every time I post something that I think my followers will want to see, and are they responding to it? Because if you're posting a bunch of stuff and it's going to nobody, you're wasting your time. And you can switch up your strategy. And the industry can't define that for you. You and your target audience need to have some telepathic time to try to figure out how to get each other on the same page and provide that value that they want.
Oh, yeah. I love how Gary Vaynerchuk always says, he's like, the market will tell you that you suck. And there's no amount of Facebook ads. There's no amount of anything that you can do if your content sucks. If you suck, the market will let you know.
Absolutely. And that's definitely part of that trial and error and growth process and that struggle and that hustle. You need to learn what your target audience wants and how they react. Numbers are an amazing way to figure that out. That's actually what I specialize in, is analyzing those social media numbers to try to tell a story of what's happening and what's working and not working. Those numbers are your indicator. Engagement is your indicator. You can really fight that algorithm by building a content strategy that engages followers. And that's what I do on a daily basis, is figure out what those people want and how to get them engaged so that at some point you can provide them material that can actually be sold to them. But that material also needs to actually help them. So it's that a fine line of figuring all of those things out. And that's a lot of trial and error, and that's a lot of self-discovery and industry research and really asking your customers what they want.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely right. So we're going to the resources. I love this part because I'm always fascinated by what moves people and what motivates people and what are they using for success. So what is the best resource without anybody's help? What is the best resource that you found during your journey so far?
Reading a lot. My coworkers laugh at me so hard because I usually answer their phone in the evening with, well, what are you doing right now? Are you busy? And I'm like, well, I'm just reading about social media online. So your best resource is research. It is personal development and growth. I read a lot of personal development books. I read a lot of books on other strategies and marketing tactics, and I analyze case studies, and I read a ton of blogs. I probably spend my entire life thinking about social media. It's definitely an addiction for me, but I'm proud of it. I focus my entire life on figuring things out, learning as much as I can, reading all of these blogs, articles, these books, whatever it may be, and then studying the numbers, because that's the truth. The numbers don't lie. So the best resource or advice I could give you about what you should be focusing your free time on, quote unquote free time, should be anything that you can do to better your business and yourself. Because those all, I wouldn't have learned anything if I didn't take little tiny snippets from 50 different places and then figure out how they all blended together to make something that was cohesive. Little time,
right.
You know, this number here made this campaign work, but that same number didn't make that campaign work. Okay, what went wrong? I need to analyze it. So it's reading something and then seeing beyond what you're reading and being able to piece those pieces together. That's my biggest resource is learning all the time, gaining, you know, conversations with the community and mentors is definitely helpful. And if you can't figure it out, definitely going to somebody who has found that success in the past and figure out how to make it work for your business.
I love it. So I think that's what a lot of people miss, though. You know what I mean? Because they're so like, I got to just overload, right? Overload. I guess going to put all my content. Got to overload. Like, I've learned about the Facebook targeting tool, and I learned, you know, from you and from other people that, man, you've got to just slow it down and target. You know what I mean? Because I forgot who said it, but if you try to hit everybody, you'll hit nobody.
Exactly. Completely agree.
Yeah. Love it. All right. So on the flip side, remember, there's always two sides of every story, right? The flip side is, who gave you the best resource that you used during your journey, and what was that resource?
Okay, so my absolute favorite blog to read is called Social Media Today. They write mostly about social media analytics, and they do kind of like quote unquote breaking news about algorithm changes.
Sure.
So they are my go-to favorite source. I enjoy reading their articles the most. They actually have a lot of various authors to their stuff. I find their blog posts the most insightful and interesting. I've taken a lot of what their research has said, thought about it, and then gone back and tested it amongst my community pages or my clients and seen, you know, differences in what happens, because they do monitor so many pages, they are able to see some of those significant algorithm changes first, or they're able to announce them before they even roll out on my page, so I'm not blindsided when I see something that's new. So that's my go-to favorite resource. I read a lot of blogs, a lot of books. I'm definitely a I'm definitely on my phone 24/7 reading. But that one definitely sticks out in my mind as one of my favorite, most enjoyable blogs that I've
Perfect.
Definitely learned from that community.
Perfect. Awesome. So this is the point in the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, just Facebook products, movies, whatever it is. Shout out to whoever. This is your time to, I mean, you've been shining all episode, but this is your time to shine, right? Shameless plug moment. Go.
Awesome. So there's a couple people that I really admire in this industry that's actually a part of the community that I've built so far that I've worked really closely with. One is named Reggie Saunders. He runs The Shop by Reggie. It's a personal branding consulting service, military spouse business owners. So he was actually the very first person that joined my community back before I had even added in, you know, potential clients or followers. And we've definitely networked. And I really enjoy his content and his services. I think he is really sharp and definitely knows what he's talking about. He was a military brat and knows what it was like as a military family member when his mother was a military spouse and was kind of looking to get into helping others who are in that same boat. So he is amazing to speak with. He is so helpful and he creates amazing content. You should definitely go read his blog. I also do the social media side of it. So I have a LinkedIn course where you can get, it's called 4 Days to LinkedIn Success. And it teaches you how to use LinkedIn as a business owner without being annoying, which is the biggest
Perfect.
Perfect. How not being on LinkedIn. So I have that
Perfect.
Course up. I also have a free guide to military marketing, which talks about social media platforms and how to properly use them to market military-focused business. And if you are a military spouse, I have a guide to PR-friendly military spouses. These are spouses that have submitted their information to me asking, basically opening up their business to potential sponsored posts, collaborations, guest posting, whatever it may be. So there is a list on my website that includes those bloggers as well. I,
Perfect.
On the other hand, do consulting and management, as I mentioned before. So if you are a military-focused business, not just a veteran or a military spouse, but you are trying to market to the military community, wherever you are in your stage, I would be happy to offer you advice or guidance on your marketing strategy.
Awesome. I love it. And your website is jennyhale.com, JennyHale.com. Perfect.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we've got – so I'm super excited right now. So we have Hugh. I've been talking to Hugh back and forth, and we have Hugh on the line, and he is going to start working with veterans. And I'd like to welcome Hugh to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, and spirit takes me to a lot of places. I'm so delighted. Jenny is – like singing music to my heart. And I am self-proclaimed Hugh, the heartbeat of America, living in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. That's what they bill it. And Ashland sits in Hanover County, where Patrick Henry grew up, who said, give me liberty or give me death, as a Vietnam-era veteran. I feel the same way all these years later. And I'm looking to really help veterans and their families not only get their needs met, but get this country back on track. So I don't do anything inbound or outbound myself on the internet. I have people that interact with me that put information, but if I could share my name so people could see a Facebook page that I'll direct
yeah.
you to, and if Jenny can contact me as quickly as possible, we need to get things working in a positive way to unite this country and stop all this control, conquer, and divide. There's never been a country like America, and we need to take pride and bring it to a show how we all can get along and be a blessing to each other and have that ripple out across the world. That's what America was meant to be. It's not to see who can blow up the most stuff, because we're getting to the point where the whole planet might blow up if we want to go that route. But, yes, my name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlson. That's spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. If you put Facebook profiles as a picture of me, there's four different Facebook pages. The picture of me with my finger on a big marble ball or globe is the one to click on. And then where it says about, there's a website that's got a lot of stuff on it. It's titled rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com. And, so I've, even though I'm a veteran, I never stop looking to keep this country in focus the way it was meant to be and help my fellow veterans. And I'm in the veterans healthcare system since 2008 through the means test. I had a near-death experience a month and a half after losing my Earth Angel wife. And there's a picture of her on a blog, the word creativity777. .com on her wedding day. The poem I dedicated to her is discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview. It's in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and Maya Angelou actually even commented on my poem. So my mother, too, Jenny, was a supermodel, so I really want to, and she actually posed for Navy wave recruitment posters, the posters in the Library of Congress. So, and my last name, Trawlson, is known all over the world, Trawlson Refrigerators. I'm the firstborn child of the founder. They're in Army PXs. As a young boy, I recall my father taking me and my brother on the tour of the first nuclear submarine, the Nautilus, when it was berthed up in New Hampshire for a short while. And when I mentioned that to my business partner, who knows a lot, he said, "That's a little bit unusual. Civilians don't really tour the first nuclear submarine." It was because my father got permission to bring us on board to see the installation of his refrigerators on the sub.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot That's of awesome. Wows. So, again, I just am delighted that I came across this show, and I can't wait to – I know Jenny's she's like a Wonder Woman herself, but when she starts – tapping into what I have with the people I can put in touch with her, we're going to rock and roll this country. And if Donald Trump wants to take credit for it all, go ahead, let him. That will tamp it down as he go. That's okay.
Yeah, guys, get connected. And, yeah, thanks for sharing, Hugh. Thanks for calling in. And we really appreciate you listening. Anything to
Yeah, I'll
to,
continue
to
listening
to
if you don't mind. And I don't use the email, so if you can – be sure to give Jenny my number as quick as she can call me. I want to really start empowering her so she can be a blessing to others. She's already doing
that, right,
in bigger and better ways.
I'll write down their number right now. Yeah, appreciate
Terrific.
You, Hugh. Thanks for calling it. Jenny, you have anything to say to
Hugh? And again, I always tell people, because there's a lot of people that, you know, there aren't that many veterans when you look at the whole population of the country. And they really need some healing and help. And then when we get that going, too, we got to look at some of the other stuff that needs to be addressed, such as the indigenous, the American Indians, and the racial stuff has to be healed in that, too. So I want to work on all of that. And that's where women like Jenny, they have something special that men don't have. They're the birth givers, and they can teach the men now how to balance those divine masculine and feminine energies that we all have. So that's, we really have to start appreciating each other and coming more into unity through unconditional agape love and spirituality.
Yeah. I love it. Well said.
All right. So I'll continue listening and thank you so much. And I always tell people, if you can't do anything else, you can say a prayer. And there is a page on the website, rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com, titled Veterans Uniting America. It's never meant to be an organization. It's something anybody can read on any single day and do things in memory of our fallen heroes, not just on certain days, but every day.
That's
perfect.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. I'll continue listening.
Thank you.
Then, right.
Yep.
Have a great
day.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're a superwoman, Jenny. You're impacting people already.
Oh, my.
I love it. That was pretty cool. Yeah, Hugh's a great guy. So as we close, okay, or as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 99% of your business is going to be amazing clients and amazing people. Occasionally, you've got that one hiccup or that one struggle that you have to get through or get over or, you know, jump through to make it to the other side. But, you know, my personal experience has been that it's all worth it at the end of the day. I absolutely love entrepreneurship and the community that this is a part of, you know, excels at it. So if you're ever doubting yourself, definitely reach out to some help from mentors, from your own community, from those who have gone through it before, and gain a little bit of insight and get yourself back on track. Really, again, attack the low-hanging fruit. If you're overwhelmed, outsource it or, you know, learn more, empower yourself to be able to take control. That's definitely the biggest thing. If you are a business owner, you can make the decisions that help your business, whether that be, you know, learning or getting a coach or reading a blog or spending time dedicating to learning how to make your business work better. Empower yourself, empower others, because what you do changes lives. There's nobody in the world who purchases a product just because they felt like wasting their money. They purchase a product because they have some sort of connection to it. Same thing with a service. It's because Aunt Sally, you know, used to play this board game when she was a child. And I know if I buy this particular game for her, it's going to bring back all those memories of us playing as when we were kids. There is something.
Or Moms Choose Jif peanut butter, right? Moms Choose Jif.
There is an emotional connection to everything. And that's what marketers need to understand, know what those emotional connections are, understand how to maximize their marketing towards solving pain points. And so if you're not making sales, sit back and ask yourself, you know, what pain point am I solving and am I properly portraying my solution to it? Is there some sort of emotion involved with creating my purchase, and how can I better serve my clients by explaining that? You know, it all starts with you and understanding what you do, who you are, and what your business can do to change the world, because all of you can do that.
I love it. Boom. All right. So give us a call to action. What should someone do today? Like right now, what is the one thing that you recommend everybody do today?
I think, you know, the first exercise that I talked about earlier is definitely the first thing you should start with. It's easy. It takes 5 seconds. Go to your social media pages. Go to your email list. Go to your blog. Ask people how to, and then collect all those responses and tally them up and really understand where your marketing should be focused and create a new strategy based around those responses. Hit the low-hanging fruit. Take control. Take charge of it. And do what you need to do to make your business successful.
Boom! Love it. I am so pumped that we got to do this and you got to come on the show and impact some people. And I've had a blast talking with you.
Me too. It was a lot of fun. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Do you have any last closing words?
Just be true to yourself. That's all
be
I can say.
True to yourself.
Entrepreneurship,
I love it.
Struggled. It's definitely hard sometimes, but in the good moments, you can make those better moments by staying true to what you believe, your personal mission, and staying on track with that mission. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do something. I've been told that a million times, and look at where I am today. I did it. So don't ever let someone tell you you can't do this or this is, you know, never going to work. Find a way to make it work. You control this. You control your future.
I love it. I love it. Thanks again for coming on the show, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. And I can't thank you enough. This has been enlightening and has been amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I had so much fun, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to come on and speak with your followers. You've built a wonderful community, and thank you so much, Hugh, for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to Hugh for calling in as well. So, Life Transformation Radio, this has been another impactful episode just with amazing guests that are just so incredible, and we get to highlight their expertise and the way that they're impacting their own communities as well. If anything has resonated with you, look us up on iTunes. The show will be uploaded in about a day or two. Look on Stitcher. The show is uploaded to iTunes and Stitcher. And join us every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and also on the first and third Fridays. We do shows on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern as well. Again, thank you so much for everybody who listens to the show. I cannot thank you enough. If anything has resonated with you, reach out, shout out, reach out to Jenny. All of her social media links are inside the comments. Facebook groups, military social media guru. She's amazing. You can go to LinkedIn, look her up, Twitter, Pinterest. It's all there. So look her up and get in touch with Jenny Hale. She will revolutionize your marketing strategy. And so as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold in your heart. Live by example. You never need a title to be a leader. Live by example. And I call that living your brand. And until next time, have a good night.